The Vikings victorious in their preseason opener for the 2016 season. Mike Wobschall with Voice of the Vikings. Paul Allen at midfield inside of Paul Brown Stadium in Cincinnati, where the Vikings won 17-16. Got things started off on the right foot. A lot of good things to build on going into Seattle, which will be the Vikings' second preseason game.
No doubt, a touchdown from undrafted rookie C.J. Ham. I want to thank Twitter for correcting me on his Duluth High School. I called it Denville. It's actually Deerfield. No, I'm kidding. It's Denfeld. So congratulations, C.J. Ham. Thanks, everybody, for the assistance via Twitter. Cool way to start. Vikings won the game. Head coach won't be happy with probably at least five things that'll need to get better into the Seattle game. But you know what? Vikings football is back in the mix, as is Between the Lines with Wobby. Couldn't be any happier.
This is the Between the Lines postgame report presented to you by Gatorade.
Gatorade.
It was C.J. Ham with one of the touchdowns, and it was Charles Johnson with the second touchdown, a 49-yard variety from Teddy Bridgewater. Everyone talked all offseason, the deep passing game. Vikings got to get that going. Well, they took a step forward tonight in that effort.
Yeah, that was pretty good because Cincinnati, it's a preseason game. I get it. You know, we ain't looking at the playoffs here or anything. But Geno Atkins, D'Amato Pecco, and that defense, they came out to play. Teddy got sacked on the first possession. Looked like a regular season game with that intensity. And Teddy overcame it, had a passer rating of like 158. And Charles Johnson didn't put a double move on the corner. He just blew by him. And Charles has the ability to do that. I was saddened last year for him when he got hurt and then Stephon Diggs emerged, and really outside of the alley-oop at Soldier Field, you didn't see much from Charles. Good for Charles. The better Charles Johnson is, the deeper the Minnesota Vikings wide receiver core will be.
And that long touchdown pass to Charles Johnson capped a 96-yard touchdown drive. So the Vikings offense, the first team offense, bounced back in a big way after a first drive that was, they were quickly off the field. Now, defensively, some guys got some pass breakups, and I know Mike Zimmer likes that. He loves it when his guys do not let their guys catch the ball. So Mackenzie Alexander had two, including a pick.
Yeah.
Trey Waynes had a nice pass breakup early in the game that thwarted a Bengals scoring chance. So good to see, Jayron Kearse also had an interception. Good to see those DBs get their hands on the football.
And Jayron Kearse also had a perfectly executed blitz from the left side of the quarterback late. Got him. Antone Exum at the end of the game. Antone played in the first half and at the end of the game. He came in and got the quarterback good too. So the Zimmer-related trickery was really good late in the game. Mackenzie Alexander had not had an interception since high school. And when you talk to Mike Zimmer about Alexander, he'll say interceptions don't always indicate how well the player is playing. I mean, if they don't throw your way, you can't pick off the ball. You talk to McKenzie, he wants interceptions, and he got one tonight. Felt really good for McKenzie. Yet, overall, it was a Vikings effort that started out a little sloppily, but I felt got better as the game went on.
Debut performances also very good. Laquan Treadwell and David Morgan, rookie pass catchers for the Vikings, combined for 7 catches and 79 yards. So that was nice to see. Like to see them do some work against the Seattle Seahawks secondary next week. And one of Treadwell's catches was a big third down catch that kept the drive alive so that Teddy could find Charles Johnson for the 49-yard score in the end zone. So all in all, also an interesting point in the game when the Bengals decided to go for two late in the game. Marvin Lewis, we thank you for that. A nice play by the Vikings defense to stop the two-point attempt so we didn't have to stay here for a fifth period. It's hot. It's sweaty. We're going to go get some Gatorade. Thank you, Gatorade, for that. The Vikings win 17-16. What are we looking for going into next week?
Just for the ones, as they say in the business, the starters, Teddy Bridgewater, Anthony Barr, Chad Greenway, Linval Joseph, Everson Griffin, so on and so on, to play more and to be more efficient early. You know, Alex Boone was on the simulcast this evening with Ben Lieber, and he didn't seem overly excited with the way the offensive line played early in the game. So this Seattle production, whether it's preseason, regular season, or postseason, really, really tough team, really tough guys to move. Teddy against Richard Sherman, that's going to be fun. Can't wait already. Next Thursday, let's go.
Wins are hard to come by in the NFL, even in the preseason, so preseason victories get high fives too.
Let's go. I'll give it to you here in Cincinnati.
Vikings.
Wisely Brothers.
There we go. Vikings and Seahawks next week. For more coverage of this game, stay tuned to Vikings.com and the Vikings Entertainment Network. On behalf of Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, I'm Mike Wobschall. This Between the Lines postgame report brought to you by Gatorade is over. See you guys soon.